Now the House has to consider this, and it will ultimately go to the president. Unfortunately, however, we do know that the president is going to veto this. So we will have to try to find some other actions to kill the Waters and Ice States rule. But this was still a step in the right direction just to show the overall support we have from the members of the Senate.
But despite that support, there are not enough votes to override a presidential veto.
Yeah, that's exactly right, and it's because this has been so politicized, especially from the Democratic side, because a lot of these Democratic senators do not want to hand President Obama a defeat, and that's what this would be. The fact that it's hard to imagine that the Democrats in the Senate, and especially the president, could ignore the outrage from so many facets of our economy. This is not just an agriculture issue. We have the home builders. We have the mining association. We have counties, we have municipalities. Just about everybody who uses and manages land has shown their unhappiness with this rule and the fact that they are against it. So I think this really shows where a political agenda is definitely trumping what's right for water quality and definitely what's right for those of us who use and manage the land.
But Woodall reminds producers there is still litigation underway.
Unfortunately, it looks like the courts are going to be the only successful path that we're going to have in trying to kill this rule. And so far, the action by the courts have been fairly favorable. The fact that we have a stay that has been applied to all 50 states to stop this rule is a good start. We know that there have been several courts who have already indicated that we have a very strong position. So we do believe that ultimately we will prevail in our legal challenge, even though it may go all the way up to the Supreme Court. So now it's just about timing to see how long all of these cases will take, and that very well could be 5 to 6 years, unfortunately. So we're going to do everything we can in the meantime to make sure that we protect producers from EPA's enforcement of this rule and to make sure that they don't have to worry about EPA coming up the drive, and we still do have some options with Congress to get that done.